USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Robin Hood Investment Company is laying off about 300 employees. That equals 9% of its full-time workforce. The CEO called it the right decision to improve efficiency and to make Robin Hood more responsive to its customers' changing needs. The company went public last July, and its value peaked about $85 a share. Wednesday morning, it's just over $9 a share on the NASDAQ. Beijing, China is setting up for a potential lockdown as a new COVID outbreak has been detected in the area. Residents are stocking up on supplies and authorities have ordered 20 million people to take three mandatory tests this week. A month into Shanghai's lockdown of 26 million people is the most intrusive in a civilized society. People have been forced into their homes waiting for the government to bring in supplies. NASCAR Racing is in Dover, Delaware this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Ukrainian refugees are welcomed in America.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for flight attendants over at Delta.
Delta Airlines announced on Tuesday it will start paying flight attendants during the time that passengers are boarding. That's a first for a major U.S. airline. Flight attendants in the U.S. typically don't begin getting paid until the doors close after boarding. Delta said the change will take effect in June.
That is Katie Lewis reporting for USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As Florida continues to push bill after bill fighting the wokeness movement in the Sunshine State, Florida Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax says Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting the good fight.
For politicians that have been running from the wishes and the will of the American public for so long, to have someone stand up and say, no, we're going to fight back, and we're going to fight back on behalf of parents. We're going to fight back on behalf of grandparents. We're going to fight back on behalf of small business owners, of churches, of our communities, do the things that we were actually elected to do. It's been a long time coming. So to have someone who's standing up, fighting the good fight, and actually doing what he said he would do, it's incredible and remarkable. And Floridians all across the state are saying, this is America. This is the best thing we've ever seen. And when I go out of Florida, I say, I hear from people all over the country, why can't we make America Florida?
Seventy-one-year-old Andrew Wolfick, a saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist for Earth, Wind, and Fire, has died after an illness. EWF frontman Philip Bailey made the announcement in a social media post Tuesday afternoon. Andrew's work was also heard on albums by Denise Williams, Phil Collins, 29, Phil Bailey, and Level 42. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.